And would you like two test tube beef patties, no special sauce, no lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and completely lacking in fat and juice? Scientists in the Netherlands have created the pseudo meat patty from stem cells. They say the technology eventually could offer a more sustainable way of producing meat, although the taste testers' verdict on the world's first test tube burger was not glowing. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
Let's have a quick look around. That's where the beef burger comes in.
In the 1960s, the beef burger was revolutionary. Now comes the test tube burger. Its creator is Professor Mark Post from Maastricht University in the Netherlands.
Here you see in this freezer the first batches of muscle tissue that eventually are going to make the entire hamburger.
Stem cells from a cow's muscle tissue are cultured and given nutrients so they grow and multiply. The researchers added beetroot juice for colouring and saffron, egg powder and breadcrumbs for flavouring and consistency. The burger was cooked and sampled at a media event in London. This was the verdict of the food critics Hanni Rötzler and Josh Schoenwald.
There's quite some intense taste. It's close to meat. It's not that juicy.
The absence is the fat.
Professor Mark Post says it could be a food of the future.
We are doing that because livestock meat production is not good for the environment, is eventually not going to meet the demand of the world, and it's not good for the animals.
I don't personally agree with that. What would you then do with the animals if you didn't eat them?
Martin Frankland is a London butcher.
I'm all about, you know, proper free range, you know, traditionally reared meats in the old-fashioned way.
Another butcher who wanted only to be referred to as Michael is also sceptical.
I'm looking at it as a butcher's point of view. I just think it's adding to another reason to give people not to be eating meat, you know, wanting to be vegetarians. And what with that and horse meat, and you just don't need it. You really don't need it.
Bad news for butchers.
Bad news for butchers in general. It's bad for the meat trade, and you know, these are probably people who are doing this, are all vegetarians, these are stem cell people, you know, probably never even ate a burger in their life.
These butchers needn't worry just yet. The burger's creators think it could take another generation before test tube burgers make it to the supermarket shelves. This is Barbara Miller in London reporting for AM.